This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Look, I know this is not a universal thing. Not every fan wants it. I mean, we've heard impassioned arguments against Stafford from other hosts, other producers on the station. I guess I'll be one of those producers making
definitely
big opinions and big points soon. But so it's not something that everybody wants. But that would be among the things that right now would rescue, in my opinion, the morale of Pittsburgh sports. A guy like that coming here would do that. Given the plight of the Penguins, the struggles of Pitt basketball, the monotony that is the Steelers and the staleness that comes with them, somebody like him, who's a proven winner and not a dozen years ago like Russ, but he's done it in the last few years, and when he's in the playoffs, he's winning playoff games just about every year. That would, in my opinion, change the landscape here. Skeens individually can only change it so much because he pitches only once every 5 days.
Well, I was just going to say he's the closest thing to that kind of lightning bolt, but the impact of that guy is just inherently going to be blunted compared to what the most important position
right.
in sports can do. The other thing about Stafford is what you can say, even if you look at him with a kind of a cross eye and say, I don't know if I want the Steelers to do that. He's too old. He might fall off a cliff. This team isn't built to win even with him. His best on any given day, I think there are like a handful, you could probably say this about 10 to 12 quarterbacks. His best game on any given day can literally beat any team and any quarterback in the league.
And think about it. Like the
You can't, by the way, have said that about Russ
right.
or Fields. That did not apply to them anymore.
The two things about this Schefter quasi-report where he's just shooting the breeze on McAfee and he's letting everybody know who's in and who's out. We know basically what the ballpark contract extension is that Stafford wants. And we know kind of ballpark what the trade package is for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Schefter's not saying that the Steelers are out because either one of those things or both of those things are, you know, a hill too high or a bridge too far for them. You know, I mean, Adam has an unreal relationship with Omar Khan. And to a lesser extent, Tomlin. We know Tomlin's guy's Glazer, but I know he's close with Khan. I mean, he could have very easily, Omar said to,
hey, quietly, we're not in on this. You can kind of take us out of it.
It's too expensive. We got other fish to fry.
I still think it's noteworthy, though, that the Raiders are
sure, and,
the first team.
And Brady went to Montana to meet with Stafford. Think about that.
It's the big resort out there, like Whitefish ski resort or something.
Raiders minority owner Tom Brady recently hosted. He did not, so he had Stafford come to him at his home in Montana.
He's just got a random place in Montana. Well,
Brady's place of residence is Montana.
I think
it's a tax thing, right?
No, I think it's probably like I want a house in a state that's pretty sparsely populated and has wide open spaces. And here
they spent time together skiing.
This in yeah
reports Jordan
Schultz. Insane nice house out there.
So
I wonder if Brady acts like a wax figurine in a museum with people like that off the record. If he's that same stilted, weird guy. He has to be more normal.
We'll see how the sales pitch goes. If he is the awkward, stilted guy you're talking about, maybe all
he's got to be the Brady that could chug a beer in like 1 second and went on late night TV to do that. I still think that he's going to have a lot more juice. They, by the way, did you see how well the Raiders did, like relative to what their team performs like in a lot of those metrics?
Well, we're going to get to the Art Rooney grade coming up later.
I know,
in the show.
But like I do think. One of the things I think is going to happen because he's the minority owner, but he's clearly like now functioning more and more as a de facto GM or team president and like face of their operations. Mark Davis is such like a goofball in that regard. I do think they're going to get taken a lot more seriously by people, and I hadn't considered that beforehand. Him being prominently involved is just going to give them a gravitas that they haven't had since like Al Davis was in his prime as the ultimate renegade owner. And if you're Stafford,
I don't think they had gravitas then. I think they were looked at as like
a renegade franchise, but like they also like I'm talking about in his prime was the 70s.
Oh, okay.
They were.
You're going back 50 years on us here.
Sure. But like
by the way, the lady was sleeping here in the casino just woke up.
Up and up. Okay. Yeah. Maybe she heard the power of my Al Davis rhetoric. But my point is they're going
to... She's actually scrolling through Twitter, and she's very excited over the fact that I'm going to be
producing the show. Yeah. I've waited for him to fulfill this role, and I can't wait to hear Donnie driving the show. I think it's going to have sway over people who are in the position Stafford's in. Now, the Rams still have to want a tango with this. But if you're the Rams, you're trading him to a team in the other conference that maybe would be willing to overpay for a splash player like that. And if I'm Stafford, that's pretty appealing to me, man. Like, the whole combination there. I stay out west where it seems my family is pretty happy. Being out there, the weather's good. I'm indoors for a bare minimum of 8 games every year. Sometimes 9, and depending on the schedule, even more. It's like a nice way to kind of get into the twilight of your career. You're going to get paid more in line with what you probably still warrant as a quarterback. Just a lot to like there, man. I'd be pretty surprised if he doesn't end up there, if he's not on the Rams next year.
I think the Brady thing's overrated. I really do. I think that we see it in sports. Now, Elway won in Denver, but then they fell off a cliff there. Okay, he could not find the guy after he convinced Peyton Manning to go play there and win a Super Bowl. So that worked until it didn't work. I mean, Derek Jeter in Miami with the Marlins. How many of these guys actually go from great all-time player to excellent executive? It's rare, man. It really is.
Did you say Elway in there?
I did. I said Elway worked until it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ran them into the ground and he...
You're talking specifically player to executive, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about a guy with the cachet that a Brady has where you're like, oh,
how many
man,
guys
he's going to bring legitimacy and relevance to this franchise.
On. How many guys have even wanted to do that, I guess?
Well, not a lot in football other than Elway, and he won a Super Bowl, but in other sports, it's absolutely happened. In hockey, it's happened a lot. Gretzky was a terrible coach.
Hockey, I think, cycles through people like that a lot. Jeter's kind of the only major example I can think in baseball of a guy that good. Again, what makes it, I guess, a rare thing, and it's like I can't disprove what you're saying because the majority of them have either worked till they didn't or
been bad. I mean, they're different skill sets.
But, well, I just think that most of the guys who are really great in their field as a player don't feel the need to keep pursuing it off the field.
But, and you just made a good point. If, like...
MJ's the ultimate example of the worst
Hornets,
of the worst.
Yeah. I mean, if Brady's an awkward communicator and isn't good at that kind of thing... then what makes you think he's going to be some kind of great football executive?
I don't actually. I guess I was saying that sort of rhetorically. I don't actually think he's that weird away from football. I think he's talking to Matt Stafford. I think it's two guys talking shop, and he's much more normal.
Or maybe they're skiing together, and he's hyper-competitive, and he's even trying to, like, outdo him skiing, and Stafford's like, this is weird. He keeps bringing up the games we lost to him.
You know what I could see sinking this? Brady's having a great time, and then Stafford just casually says, "You know, I derailed that run for a second straight Super Bowl."
Remember that playoff game we beat.
Brady just absolutely rages on.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.